was Long Island's first station in the 90s back in 1989, but it's now where unique sounds begin, or whatever official slogan we come up with. I like where unique sounds begin. I'm sticking with it, and you'll like it too. Let's start over again. Why are we raising money for Radiothon? It's very simple. We need to pay people off. In particular, the people we borrowed money from to put the new transmitter in, which was the old one of which was about to burn out. But that's got to be done. Cover the expenses of running this thing. Buy new equipment. That's always helpful. And upgrade expenses. That's right. Those of you who have to hook the radio up to the toaster to get WUSB will no longer have to. We hope. But those of you who don't need to do that, well, you'll just get better sound quality. So, when you do call at 632-6901, you'll get to talk to me, and maybe, if you got a couple of bucks burning a hole in your pocket, let it burn a hole in our pockets. That's right, 632-6901. Nice thing, of course, you get another neat addition. You can get a WUSB t-shirt. You can get a mug. That's not a mug shot, or a shot in the mug. That is a mug. Something you drink coffee out of. Or whatever neat stuff you can possibly think of. And our lovely phone picker-uppers will tell you what's available. In the meantime, I do have a caller waiting for me who wants to talk. So it's time. It's what? It's wild. It's wacky. It's WUSB. Or Where Unique Sounds Begin, or Long Island's first station in the 90s, or Radio Free Long Island, or Have an Eargasm, or I don't even remember anymore. Let's just turn to a caller. Incredible. Usually I don't answer until all five lines are ringing, but since people are still wondering what's going on here, I figure I'd be a little bit gracious this time.
Can Hello. Be taking calls. He's got somebody waiting for him, okay?
Okay, well, yeah, not only that, somebody is on the line now. You're on brain damage.
Hey, Matt, what's up?
What's going on? Where is everybody?
Where is everyone?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was hanging out with some people tonight, but I don't know. I just got home, and nothing's really going on.
Well...
It's pretty boring.
Well, it's not boring over here.
Yeah, I know. I heard.
Yeah, we are raising money.
I know, before you get through, you got to talk to people. Before, like when you call and it rings?
Yeah, that's because they want to get money out of you.
Oh.
You know, we're...
I have no money, but...
Well, hey, you know, not everybody
two
does.
$2 if they want that.
Huh? $2?
Yeah, I have a whole $2 on me.
Well, don't worry about it. All you right. probably need it more than we do. But, on the other hand, in this show,
yeah.
let's face facts, the average listener... to brain damage usually does not have a lot of money, so I'm not going to pressure anybody into anything yet.
But, I haven't called in like a month.
So, what is new? What was the last show you heard?
I don't know, maybe about a month ago.
The Valentine's Day special?
No, I don't think I heard that.
The Epilady incident?
No.
The lesbians in the bathtub?
No. You know what? I haven't been listening much. Where's Eric? He hasn't been on forever, though.
You know where Eric is right now?
Huh.
In the other room.
Huh.
Yeah, he'll come on later on.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
That's cool. So, but he hasn't been on, like, lately, has he?
No, he hasn't.
Oh, you've been in the show?
No, yeah, it's been me.
That's pretty cool.
You know, just tickling the airwaves with my voice.
I listened to, you know, Chris Milcher?
Yes.
I listened to his show, and you were on that. You were filling in for him, weren't you?
I filled in for him a couple of weeks ago, that's right.
Yeah, is he, so he'll be back?
He's been back.
Oh, he has?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, that was just a one-shot deal.
Oh, I think he's on tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. He's got a cool shot.
Yeah, he does.
But, I don't know.
But if anybody calls me again and says, play some techno, man, I'm going to put in a request for caller ID.
You know what we need?
Yeah.
We need to play some Bee Gees.
No, we don't.
All right.
We do not need to play any Bee Gees on this show.
We can talk about the Islanders and the Rangers.
Well, the Islanders won, and the Rangers are helpless.
Yeah, but, who's, you know, in fourth place is in fifth place?
Well, how long is that going to last?
I don't know.
Are you a Ranger fan?
Yeah, I am. No, you know what? I'm not, like, a Ranger fan like I was last year.
Uh-huh.
They really suck. I don't understand how they went from last year to this year. I'm like a Knicks fan this year. I don't pay attention to basketball. I mean, hockey. Because, yeah. I mean, the Knicks are doing really awesome.
A lot of Ranger fans would like to share your sentiments. Unfortunately, they're stuck.
Yes.
So, what are you going to do?
But and baseball season's coming. I'm a Mets fan. I'm not going to watch that.
Why aren't you going to watch baseball?
Because the Mets suck.
Well, then watch the Yankees.
Oh, I hate the Yankees.
What's wrong with the Yankees?
I can root for Brian. I can root for Baltimore.
Oh, you can do that, too. I mean, I don't know if you can get home team sports on Brookhaven Cable, but,
yeah
you can definitely root for the Orioles. Unfortunately, you can't see too many games.
Who do you think's going to... Oh, wait, Indiana lost tonight, right?
Yes, they did.
Lost to... Who did they play? They played Kansas, didn't they?
Yes, Kansas won.
Can't believe that. Who do you think's going to win the NCAA championship?
Ask me that tomorrow night when the other two Final Four spots are decided.
Tell me who's in now, because I didn't look.
Kansas beat Indiana, and the other team is Kentucky.
All right, so that would be the Final Four?
That's two of the Final Four.
Kansas and Kentucky?
Kansas and Kentucky. All Michigan right, and Temple.
Kentucky's going to win it.
Michigan and Temple play each other for one spot. North Carolina beats whoever made it through the other bracket for the remaining spot. So that's probably going. You know, Michigan and Temple could be an interesting game.
I thought Temple had no chance because Francesca picked them.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they had no chance, but they're actually pretty good.
Yeah.
But
Cincinnati is going to be North Carolina's victim.
They got a really good defense. Cincinnati
has a great defense. Cincinnati could beat North Carolina. Don't get me wrong. I don't think they will. That's the only question. That's the only problem.
But I'd rather see North Carolina win because I don't think Cincinnati could beat whatchamacallit, the other team.
Okay.
Whatever. I just forget. But so, I think Kentucky's going to win it all.
Okay, so definitely bring up your points on the sports section at 11 o'clock tomorrow
right,
or later today or whatever.
What's the deal?
No teleconferences.
Off, so can you do a teleconference?
I've killed teleconferencing for the time being.
All right, we're not going to do that?
I went through this last week. Teleconferencing, I am putting on hiatus for the next few weeks or so because, one, I'm only going to use it when it actually adds to the show instead of causes a nuisance, which it's been doing lately. And
in the last half hour or something.
Maybe. But, no, I don't think I'm going to do it. I really am not a teleconferencing fan anymore.
All right.
But there's somebody actually on the other line right now.
What?
Pledging us money. This is great. This is awesome. But is it a brain damage listener pledging money or a Grateful Dead listener pledging money? I don't know. All I know is somebody is on the other line waiting to talk to me, I'm sure. And they are giving us money.
How much are they giving you?
Don't know. Gonna find out.
All right, well, I'll go, but I'll still listen, though.
Yes.
See how much money they gave you.
Okay.
All right, later.
Later.
Bye.
632-6901. Brain damage drags on. 12:16 here. It is 52 degrees outside and 70, supposedly 75 degrees in here. It feels like 95. You're on brain damage. Hello?
Yeah, it's Matt there.
This is Matt. You're on the air, yeah.
Yo, what's up?
What's going on?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Turn your radio down. I'm not used to hearing myself several times over.
All right, sorry. Yo, turn the radio down.
So what's going on?
Nothing really. Yeah, I went to the Ranger game last night.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm an Island fan, so.
So why were you at the Rangers?
Well, because I watched the Blackhawks a lot.
Oh, okay.
And I got these free tickets from this Latin club.
Ah, okay. Now, that's good. You went to a Ranger game because you got free tickets and you didn't actually pay for them. That's very good.
Yeah, and...
And you watched the Rangers lose, which is even better.
It was pretty pathetic, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're not that...
Yes. Ranger bashing on WUSB. Let's face it, this is Islander country, and most Ranger fans don't live this far out on the island, so they get bashed.
Why I don't understand why most Ranger fans, they think, the Rangers rule the island.
They
don't. Islanders are Long Island.
They do not, but on the other hand, the Islanders could use a little bit of help during the week. I've been getting all these requests for free tickets, and actually not requests, offers for special ticket offers on weeknights and things like that, so they can breathe some life into that Nassau Mausoleum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible.
Well, what's going on with the Final Four?
Two of the spots have been decided so far.
Who do you think is going to win the Michigan game?
I hope it's Temple.
I know. I can't stand Michigan.
Mainly because my life in the pool depends on it.
Oh, you got money on it?
Well, I'm not supposed to say that officially.
Yes,
but okay. It's implied, I guess. So, well, how are you doing? Do you have any pools going?
No, I've been doing hockey.
Betting on hockey?
You know, setting up the boxes.
Oh, okay, that's better.
Yeah, and I got one for the Ranger Islander.
Uh-huh.
Second. You know, I got a lot of people sitting around me, but mostly luck.
You know, before I go any further, I should announce what's going on with Radiothon here. Those of you who contribute $25, you get a WUSB hat or a WUSB mug. Or you get mugged by WUSB, whichever way you want to interpret it. But whatever you do get that. If you can kick in $35, you get a T-shirt. If you kick in $50, you get a sweatshirt. If you kick in $75, you get a sweatshirt and a mug or a hat. If you contribute $90.10, that's $90.10, you get all everything. You know, everything. Anything you want.
Yeah.
And also, there's some other neat stuff. Hey, you got $200?
No, not really.
Ah, damn, because I would have said, if you want, go see the Dead, and I got that, too.
Yeah, aren't they playing the Coliseum?
Yeah, $200 gets you a pair of tickets. Now, of course, yeah, you can buy them cheaper elsewhere, but on the other hand, there's one nice thing about them.
What?
You get to help us, too, at the same time. The Grateful Dead Family Album. That's right. Grateful Dead Family Album. That should be an interesting read. $25 gets you that. A box of Rain. Oh, Robert Hunter lyrics for $25. And profiles and interviews from Rock Lives. That is another book. That's $35. Got a credit card?
No.
Ah, damn.
Yo, how can you put down money?
Well, actually, I put you on hold.
Yeah.
Then you talk to one of the lovely ladies who were handling the phones here. And then you just say, I want to pledge some money, and I want whatever. And then she tells you what's available as far as the premium is concerned. And then you go down in history.
Yo, did you stay after listening to Big Guy last week?
A little bit. What happened?
Yeah, because I was trying to get through because I couldn't get through to you at all.
Uh-huh.
And I was listening, and it was ringing and all, and I was going to get through. And then, there were, these losers calling up and pranking him. And he just stopped the lines and was playing music, so...
Yeah, well, this other little thing, there's this little red button. It's called a delay dump. I mean, people don't realize these days that they can't get on the air anymore with any negative comments because we can dump them.
Yeah.
That's right.
Isn't it like 7 seconds?
7 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, let's see. The box of rain is gone. Somebody got it. Only problem is there's no name on this thing. Somebody from Port Jefferson. Let me guess who it is. Do you think it may be a fellow named Dan?
Possible.
Very possible.
It'll be Chris.
Oh, let's see. Somebody from Port Jefferson got a box of rain, whatever that is. We'll find out. For his $25. Somebody kicked in $25 for brain damage. I am shocked.
Where do you put the money? Where does it go to?
Well, it goes towards, it's going to be, if we get the $37,500 we want, $13,000 of it, okay, is going to go towards paying off for this transmitter, $4,000 the cost of putting this thing on, $3,500 for equipment, and $17,000 for the transmitter upgrade, which means if you have a real problem getting us, hopefully when we move the transmitter to higher ground, you won't.
Yeah. So
anyway. Oh, here's a great one. Your donation is a vote. A vote in support of WUSB's continued service. Your vote counts to ultimately improve our signal greatly. Where do you live, by the way?
You know where Salinas Junior High School is?
Not really.
Well,
what town is it in?
It's not that far from the university.
Oh, okay. So you have no trouble getting us?
No.
Oh,
I usually call in, but, you know, I doesn't pick up at all.
Well, then support your brother listeners.
I will.
Yes, your brother listeners. Do you want me to put you on hold and let one of these lovely ladies talk to you?
All right, sure. I'll pledge.
Okay, you are now on hold.
All right.
That's right. The one that's on hold. Let's move on. You're on brain damage.
Hello? Huh?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Pretty good. What's up?
Not much. You just talked to my little brother.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that was him. I'm not out of the place. He should go to bed anyway. But,
does he have money to contribute, or is he just joking?
I don't know, but I was about to.
Oh, great. Oh, you were going to? I'm surprised you haven't already.
Well, you know, I didn't think you were going to be doing Radiothon.
Well, I will do Radiothon, although it's kind of like a stepped-down version of it, because I don't know how long our phone answerers will last, because they've been here a while, and I don't want to overburden them. But you know, as long as they're here, I might as well. Anyway, what's up?
Not much. So, at least so far, it's better than last week. That's all I got to say.
What? What's better than last week? What was? What was? Tell me.
The show?
The show?
You know, you were right. The way you were talking about the show too much than rather doing the show.
Right. And if I ever do that again, I just want to be reminded that I don't want to. Whatever. What's going on in the world? Anywhere in your immediate world?
Not much. I was in a theater thing, play for the song.
What play?
No, 40 Seconds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you get to sing?
Yeah, a couple of big dance numbers.
Oh, man. What songs did you sing?
I sang this tune, Dane.
Uh-huh.
Lullaby of Broadway.
What was that?
Lullaby of Broadway.
Oh, yes. Come on along and listen to... And in the center of it all is the Milford Plaza. Did you get screwed as in cheated or screwed as in the other kind?
But anyway.
No. You didn't find anybody in the bathtub, did you?
Well, I'm getting to the cash point. Last year, some chick had it, like, in lower grade. And,
how low is lower?
7th grade.
7th grader is running a cast party?
They got it to do it somehow.
Whatever. Keep going.
And anyway, they stole $300 worth of CDs. Like, they completely emptied the liquor cabinet and all that.
This is not the first time I've heard about something like this happening.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, everyone knew about it this year, so no one would let anyone have a cast party.
Uh-huh. Okay, so there was no cast party this year, or at least no official cast party. Did anybody throw an illicit cast party?
Well, that's what's going on right now all over the place.
Oh, illicit cast parties. I like those kinds. Oh, those of you who are listening from the illicit cast parties, this is the illicit number you should dial, 632-6901. I want to hear what kind of illicit stuff is going on.
Well, most of them don't have a cellular, Motorola phone.
In this neighborhood?
Yeah, we're right around the corner from you right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, in this neighborhood, I'm wondering, most people have cellular phones. Considering all the morons who clog up the traffic lanes with talking on the phone while they're driving.
This is Tom.
Yeah.
But, we're like right down the street from you. Where I am right now, I'm like 200 yards from the park bench. So it's like right across the street from the university.
So is there a line winding around the park bench right now?
Probably not.
Yes, like lambs to the slaughterhouse, so are these the days of the park bench.
Bench.
Oh, God. One reason why I probably will not set foot in there again is because waiting an hour to get into a place like that is just not worth it.
I knew a girl once who, she was at the beach, and some guy with, like, a video camera told her that he was, like, from some modeling agency or whatever. And he, like, videotaped her.
So, that's...
And then she was in the stench, like, a week later, and she was up on the TV thing in there.
Oh, my. Did she see it?
Yeah, she was right there to see it.
Did she find out what happened to the guy? Did she,
No idea. That's
put out a contract on him or something like that?
No idea. I think she just forgot about it. So I think she was scared.
Oh, they just turned off the computer.
What is that infernal beeping?
I don't know. Some weird thing's been going on with the telephones for the past couple of weeks. It's coming up on your end, and it's coming up on mine, too, and I don't know what the cause of it is.
Anyway, I want to buy your grateful dead tickets for $200.
Really?
Yeah, but the only thing is, you know, liking the dead, I really don't have $200.
What a shame.
But I will give you $25.
Incredible. Hey.
It's actually between several people.
$25 between any amount of people is perfectly okay with us.
All right. You don't have to do it with credit card, do you?
Huh?
You don't have to do it with credit card, do you?
No, of course not. That's so it's completely up to you. As a matter of fact, I don't recommend it right now because we just shut off the credit card apparatus.
I really don't have one.
But... okay, let me put you on hold because I'm going to send you to the lovely lady on the other end of the phone.
All
right. But that was not the line. That's not the line. Hang on just a minute. Okay, that's not the line. I hope. Well, hang on. You're on brain damage.
Matt, what's up?
Hi, did you get verbally assaulted by our lovely phone answerer?
Nope.
Did you get verbally, propositioned?
Nope.
So what?
This is Sean from Smithtown.
Yeah.
And WBUL, it's going on the air on Wednesday.
The station that's full of it. Yes, I'm very happy for you guys.
Yeah.
How powerful are you now?
Carrier current.
Okay, so... you're not upgrading to a transmitter yet or anything like that? Or is that in the cards or what?
I have no idea because everyone would need a license and all that.
Well, yeah. If to operate the station, you do need a license, as you do here at WUSB.
Yeah.
So, what is going to be the first show or first record played on WBUL?
I have no idea.
Who is in charge of this? Jim?
Yeah.
So, Jim should be calling me now and telling me.
Yeah.
But where is Jim?
Jim, I have no idea.
You know, I don't really like shooting out personal messages on any radio program, but hey, Jim, give me a call. Tell me what's going on over at WBUL. What's going on your end of WBUL? Are you involved in it?
I'm going to be a DJ soon.
Great. What are you going to play?
I have no idea.
That's good. Going into going into WBUL, the station, not knowing what you're going to play and just picking stuff up from the new rack, I mean... stuff that you're absolutely sure you don't know anything about, because that comes out as a great show. Don't play the rehashed 80s crap.
All we can play is classic rock right now.
That's it?
Yeah, because the teachers and all that junk.
Oh, yeah.
The first couple of weeks or something.
Well, that's strange, because with Charlie Backfish, I mean, if anybody knows alternative music, he does.
Yeah, the thing is, all the records, it's half alternative.
Well, that's one reason why. I think Charlie wants you guys to become mini USB. And you need to do that by opening your musical minds.
Yeah, after a month or something, we're going to be allowed to play other stuff.
Yeah. Well, WKWZ, the station in Syosset, the whatever beat from the basement, basement's where it belongs to. Basically, it was Jap Central over there, and man, as much as I tried to get them to play more alternative stuff, they wouldn't listen.
And what happened there?
They outlasted me. I quit.
And can I say hi to a few people?
Might as well.
Yeah, say hi to Jim if he's listening.
That might be Jim on the other line.
Yeah, and Vanessa.
Yep.
Oh, I met her last night.
Oh, that's nice.
Went to her house and went.
Great.
And, and Colleen, give me a call sometime.
Uh-huh.
And that's all.
Okay, so time to move on. This is brain damage, and you're on it.
I'd just like to say hello to Jimmy, if he's listening, and I would just like to ask a question about... when they had a few weeks ago about the topic about Bill Clinton, I would just like to ask one question that I never got to ask.
Please do.
When Bill Clinton had his affair with Jennifer Flowers, did he use a condom?
That you gotta ask him. I don't know. I mean, I don't usually
walk around with a camcorder following Bill Clinton around?
Because I heard that question asked on the Howard Stern show.
Did Bill Clinton use a condom? Well, I know he's endorsing Slick Willy lubricated condoms, so he must be. He must be using them with some degree of regularity, too. You know the advertising slogan, Slick Willy, screwing America for the next 4 years.
That's funny.
Yeah. Okay, anything else you want to add?
No, not really.
Okay, so I will move on then.
Okay, bye.
See ya. 632-6901 is the number. Brain Damage is the show. Matt Mankiewicz is me. 1233 is the time. Let's see. 50 degrees is the temperature. Although in here it feels like 90. And so far, somebody pledged $15. Actually, total of $40 pledged. This is incredible. I didn't know we were worth that much. You're on Brain Damage.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Not bad.
I went to the Quebec game against Rangers tomorrow.
Yeah?
Quebec's going to kill them.
Good.
Do you like Rangers or Islanders?
Have you been listening to this show very long?
Yeah, about 10 minutes.
Then you probably would know that I like the Islanders.
All right.
Okay, very good.
Well, I wasn't listening that long. So, how about the... who do you... for the baseball?
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to get in, even though it didn't even start yet?
Well, it is a little early in the season. It is a little early to tell. I'd like to see the Yankees take the division, even though I know they won't.
But they won't.
Toronto probably will.
Yeah.
We'll take the American League East. The National League East is a toss-up. Anybody can take it because everybody stinks. And in the West, Atlanta will repeat. And in the American League West, I think Chicago is finally going to take a division, but will lose to whoever wins the American League East, which will probably be Toronto. Toronto will be back in the series.
Yeah.
Well, then in that one. 632-6901, you dumped the guy off the line, but it probably won't be missed anyway. You're on Brain Damage.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, is this Krisha or Vanessa?
Jackie.
Jackie. Oh, God, I'm over too. So what's going on tonight?
So what's up with you?
Well, I've been doing this show for the past, 35 minutes or so.
Yeah.
We've acquired a total of $40 in contributions in the past half hour. So, Radiothon is going on. It's in full swing. We've raised about, how much have we raised so far? We've raised about $2,200.
Oh.
We've got $3,500 to go. $35,000 to go. And that's about it. That's what's going on in the little corner of the world that we know and love as WUSB. As far as everything else is going in the world, Serbia hasn't been bombed yet, and I don't know why. Bill Clinton is still trying to find another way to sneak by a tax and spend policy, when all he should do is go hire David Stern of the NBA as his budget director. He'll solve the problem real quick. But that's about, the nature of things. What's going on with you?
Not much. I mean, today we went... down the road, and we met Jim, Jamie, and Dave, I think.
Ah, so Jamie is on the face of the earth. Just wondering what happened to him lately. You haven't talked to him in a few days. So what's going on with Jim, Jamie, and Dave? I'll probably see him tomorrow night, but you can tell me.
Wait, hold on.
Say hi from who?
Wait, what?
Hi from who?
Nessa.
Oh, she's there. Oh, very good. Ask her if she's going to send me a copy of that tape she made.
Are you
going to
send him a copy? Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, let's turn to other affairs going on. What were you guys doing with Dave, Jamie, and Jim?
Hanging out.
That's it?
Yeah.
Boring. Come on, you had to be doing
something. Nice guys.
Yeah, they're nice guys. That's true. Yeah, they're nice young stock. Us old folks have to stay around and do radio shows. So, what else is going on in in life? Is anybody cheating on anybody? I mean, I want to hear some gossip. I want to talk about dirty stuff.
Like affairs and stuff?
Yeah, or failed affairs, or, you know, epilady incidents, or, you know, other neat stuff like that. I mean, otherwise, this show is going to drag.
Let's see. Well, what have other people been talking about? Because...
Well, actually, we've been talking about money.
Money?
And how badly WUSB needs it.
Huh. Kind of boring.
Yeah, it is. Considering that it's been going on for the past, oh, let's say, 18 hours or so.
Yeah, me and Nancy called up before. It was funny.
Oh, what'd you do?
Well, we were talking to, like, English people, like, from England.
Yeah, that's where you English people usually come from.
Well, yeah, and then, I don't know, we just kept calling back, and this girl was real smart.
Oh, I can't really control that. But apparently Whitney from Stony Brook, maybe Whitney Houston's hanging around here, I don't know, got a CD of Phish, P-H-I-S-H, you know those guys?
Yeah.
That was for a $25 contribution.
Cool.
Yeah, so far, $65. Like I said, I am amazed. I didn't know we were worth that much, but Radiothon continues, brain damage continues, and I'm sweating like a pig.
We were afraid it wasn't going to be on.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that nobody was calling. And, you know, you heard the Grateful Dead going on, and I was warning people in here, you're going to get a barrage of phone calls, because naturally that's the brain damage audience, the stars of the show, so to speak.
Hi, this is Vanessa.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Pretty good. You just grabbed the extension, I guess?
No, I just picked up. I took it from her. But, we just got in. That's why I turned it on, and I just called right away because I didn't think I'd be able to get on, and I figured it'd be busy. How come it's not? I mean, usually it's busy by now.
Apparently people were scared off because Radiothon was going on, which is there's nothing wrong with that in itself.
Right.
But all the programming's been altered. That means Kevin isn't on until next week. That means you have 4 hours of polka music on Sunday night. It is going to be rather fun. Actually, there's going to be some great stuff coming up on Radiothon. We've got, I think, a total of 7 hours of Lennon and McCartney stuff. I'm not just talking about Beatles either.
Uh-huh.
We've got the Keith Richards, Mick Jagger specials. We've got incredible stuff coming up on Radiothon, so keep your ears open.
No, we just met Jim and Jamie and Dave.
Oh, is this the first time you've met Jamie?
Yeah, all of them, actually.
Tell me.
They went to the Islander game tonight, which they won, Islander.
They needed those points against San Jose.
Oh, I know. And so they headed over here, and then we, like, were hanging out. And then my parents, they came home because they were out.
Uh-huh.
My father chased them away. So I want to apologize to them because they were only here for a little while.
Okay, that's I'm sure they heard.
And, like, you know, cause I don't know if they have it on in the car or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I'm quite sure they heard. They always listen to me. They're like my number one fans.
Yeah, well, because they're on their way back to wherever they're going right now. Or they might visit you. I don't know. Are they coming there?
Chances... You guys are the stars of the show. So if you guys aren't at your 100% top performance, there's not a lot I can do. You know what I mean?
Right, I know. I'm trying to think of some, like, neat stuff to say, but I don't know. I just, like... If I would have thought about what I was going to say before I called, I'd probably come up with some good stuff, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm, like, pacing back and forth with my friends, like, stop, sit down. I'm like, no, I can't. I got to pace. I don't know, but let's see. I guess I'll let you go to some other callers, yeah. And then I'll call later.
You know, you'd be dangerous if you were on live radio pacing in this studio. I mean, this is really cramped around here. But, yeah, you'll trip over something, I don't know what. I mean, it's not the best thing to have when you're talking live on the radio. But, on the other hand, you'll overcome it soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay.
But, you're not going to do a teleconference, are you?
No. Like I said last week, I want to go away from that for a while.
I didn't listen, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I want to go away from that for a while because if you remember the last teleconference you were on, about the guys blasting the Bee Gees on the air, on and things like that and interrupting people's conversations,
it was
starting to become a little self-defeating. So when I do have a show similar to the Valentine's Day special, when I actually need a jury, so to speak, then I'll definitely put a teleconference on. You guys can definitely rule on the type of calls we get.
Because maybe I can, like, have some kind of survey if I call up later about, like, if we have a question or something, and maybe
absolutely.
You can just ask all the callers or something.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do with teleconferences from now on. But right now, nothing like that has come up. Maybe later in the show, if somebody's got opinion or something he needs an opinion on, we'll see.
All right, I have another call, and I will call you later.
Okay, that must be Jamie.
I don't know. Maybe he's
gotcha.
At a payphone. But I'll talk to you later then.
Okay, see ya.
Okay, bye.
Bye. You're on Brain Damage. Hello?
Can I speak to Matt, please?
This is Matt. You're on the air, so...
Oh, I have someone here that would like to speak to.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Good evening, Matt.
Who is this?
Did you receive my book... I left in your mailbox not too long ago.
Oh, my God.
He's not joking.
Friends, Romans, Chinese, and countrymen, it is the return of the Chinese joke man.
let me explain the delay. In getting the book out, I wanted the book to be printed on rice paper, but the printer gave me a very much problem, so it took me a very long time to get the book out.
Rice paper? Man, first of all, your artist was the absolute worst. What kind of budget did you spend on putting this book out?
Please understand... that my uncle, who is a rice farmer, is the printer, and I must excuse for the printing quality, but the content is more important.
The content was worse than the print.
Oh. Did you care to read some of it over the air?
Hell no.
Oh. Very disappointed.
Hey, what can you say? You know, I only book quality acts on Brain Damage.
Oh, what if I care to contribute some money?
Well, yeah, we'll take money from anywhere.
Okay, so you review the book?
Yeah, I'll review the book, but I ain't reading it on the air.
Okay. Very happy to hear that you will look at it, and knowing that, I will be satisfied.
Well, unfortunately, our telephone answerers have skipped out. So, Jim, the Chinese joke man, wants to contribute money.
Please let me read my favorite quote first.
As long as they're clean.
That's very clean. If egg roll have no egg, is horny toad horny?
That's old.
That is one of the samples that your audience is missing on. Please, I have many other ones.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. He who take a pee off Empire State Building should not count his blessings in the wind.
Cute.
I have much wisdom in this book. And I am willing to distribute unlimited quality quantity to anyone who is interested.
Well, I don't know about unlimited quality. I think the quality was severely limited. But quantities, that's... up to anybody who wants to read this thing.
Have you given a copy to Eric?
Yeah, and Eric, let's see, what did Eric do with it? Oh, I know what he did with it. He recycled it.
Oh, hard to hear. Very sorry.
Well, you know, Eric's an environmentalist, and he figures, hey, paper should be reused for something, I don't know, worthwhile.
My thoughts are, since it appears that this book did not have a good review, I will go back into solitude once again.
Hey, it's perfectly okay with me.
My second job is being a hermit, so perhaps I will be more successful at that.
Well, maybe you should just, let's see. I don't know. Go hang out at the East Side Comedy Club or someplace like that and pick up some good jokes.
I will reconsider this, and I will get back to you.
Sure. Okay, let me just do one last thing before you go. Uh-huh. Okay. You're on brain damage. Hello? Hi there. Well, you blew it with the delay, I guess.
Hello?
You're on brain damage.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What's up?
What's up? This is Butt Jam.
Oh, please.
What? Do you know who I am?
Well, please identify yourself by a more suitable name.
What do you mean, a more suitable name? That's what the people call me.
Butt Jam?
Yeah. Want to hear what?
This better be clean.
Well, one day, I was walking through the mall, and this kid was looking at me really weird.
Yeah?
And he had a hockey stick in his hand.
Ah, okay, I get it.
Did you get what I did with it?
Yeah, you jammed it up his butt. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what is going on in your little corner of the world?
Well, I'm listening to this show.
Uh-huh.
I don't like the way you treated that shank.
Oh, the way I treated the Chinese joke, man?
Yeah.
Hey, tough.
Well, anyhow, I just thought I'd tell you that. Well, I don't know. I just wanted to clear that up with the Butt Jam, because I think I'll be calling this place in the future.
Up to you.
Well, I'll see you.
See ya. You're on brain damage. This better be good.
All right, so there's the proof, man, right there. This last guy called the Chinese guy is Jinx. You think the Chinese joke man's funny, and then your next caller does the racial slur. I mean, you know, how do you make sense of that, Matt?
I don't. I don't make sense of anything that goes on in this show.
No, Matt, what if it was, like, your racial thing or the Chinese joke guy's racial thing? What if we riffed on you guys, and how would you feel then? Now, look, all right, now, before you accuse me of being too serious, I'll do it like this, Matt, okay? Yeah, a person of good conscience can take the Chinese joke man character and not, you know, it doesn't fuel their hatred. It doesn't make them call Chinese people chinks. We take it as a joke. I think so if you got together, if you think you let your moral code together, you can enjoy it. It's light comedy. But if you're a racist, you know, bleep hole, and someone comes along, Chinese joke man, that's giving somebody license to go, let's go kill the chinks. Or let's go kill this group. You see how that works, man? It's a double edged. It's really playing with fire. Okay? And the other thing about rape, you know, making cracks at Clinton, you know, like, I mean, we had Bush and Reagan for 12 years, and where the hell did this country go economically? And along comes somebody, and like, you just play it into what everyone's saying about how, oh, let's trash Clinton. Why don't you just look at it like that? Anybody who wants to disagree with me, 12 years got us nowhere.
Can I say something?
So now someone's going to come on and try to make a change, and let's dump on him right away. Look, I know Clinton. I know Clinton's a millionaire, and he's a part of the good old boy club, just like Bush and Reagan were. But maybe he's a little different. And the biggest joke is that nobody was ranking on Bush and Reagan for the past 12 years. That they were all cool. You know, they did nothing for us economically. Just for their millionaire friends. Their billionaire friends, you know.
Where the hell have you been? No one's been ragging on Reagan. Wait, hold on. No. This is my show, okay? No one has been ragging on Reagan and Bush for the past 12 years.
Okay, Matt,
Have you been listening to WUSB? Have you been listening to WUSB? No one has been ragging on Reagan and Bush
Past 12 years. Clinton, and he's coming from a different place than Reagan and Bush did. And you got to use chime in with everybody else when you rank on him, okay?
No, I don't chime in with everybody else when I rag on him. As a matter of fact, most of the media has been very complimentary.
You know why I use that expression? Because that's a woman-hating expression, okay? Now, I don't want to call him up and say, oh, that guy was so serious.
Oh,
I'm going to lay this out once and for all. When you say that's a rag or so-and-so's ragging on somebody, we all know that the term rag is what's used for a tampon, you know? My whole life, rag means that. So when you go to someone goes, oh, don't rag on me, well, what you're doing is you're buying into women-hating stuff. Okay, maybe this is too deep.
I don't hate women.
But if you think about it deeper, you'll see how it has everything to do with putting women in their place.
Hey, go have a politically correct enema, will you?
No, I hate political correctness, Matt. You don't get it, baby. I hate that, okay?
Well, it sounds politically correct
to
me.
No, man. It's a thought, you know. This ragging thing, you know. It has to do, that's not PC. That's deeper than PC. PC is bull bleep. PC is just like, oh, you got to say this word or that word. This is like an idea. Okay, this is the idea behind a language construction. This is what PC is, a superficial, like, what you got to say and what you got to... This is like thinking about language. It's a little deeper than PC. Okay, I hate PC, Matt, and I'm all for comedy, but I can also be serious, too. You got it, Matt? I can be funny, and I can be serious, and now you're getting some serious shit here now.
Well,
okay?
Hey, if you're serious, why the hell are you talking on this show?
Get off it. Behind all comedy is seriousness, you know that. And there's comedy behind seriousness also, if you know how to do it.
Oh, of course.
Okay, Matt, I'll see you.
632-6901. You know, the only reason I left that guy on is because he was funny. As far as ragging on people is concerned, hey, yeah, you're right. As far as, you know, that's where the term came from. But on the other hand, hey, there are other terms such as, let's see, maybe we should come up with different terms to replace ragging on. That's a good topic for the rest of the show. So let's do it. You're on Brain Damage.
Hey.
Hi. What'd you think of that guy?
What?
What do you mean, what? Were you listening?
Yeah, I was listening. Yeah.
What'd you think of him?
Oh, he was all messed up. So he just, you know, let me turn this down.
He was ragging.
That was all screwed up.
Anyway. What is the substitute term we shall use instead of ragging on somebody? What shall we do?
Let's see. I can't say it on the air.
Well, okay.
Yeah, basically, pretty much ranking on somebody, but that's old.
Yeah. No, ranking and ragging are different. Ragging is complaining. Ranking is insulting.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Yeah.
I just think he was, like, way off on that.
Oh, yeah, but at least there's some life in the show now. This is what makes Brain Damage fun, listening to it and doing it.
Yeah, I've been listening for, like, since, like, the summer. And
yeah.
I haven't gotten through, and, you know, this is, that's what makes the show cool, because
yeah,
people call them their ideas.
Yes, exactly. The listeners are the stars, naturally. And listeners are always the stars here on WUSB. So, actually, maybe we should be paying them instead of them us, but that's another story.
Yeah. How could he say that no one's been ranking on Bush and Reagan?
This guy, obviously, is not a regular WUSB listener. This has been Bush bashing Central at WUSB. Actually, I don't know how much of Brain Damage he's been listening to, because I have taken my shots at Bush on many occasions, especially when Mr. Quayle called, and, God, Eric has taken more than his share. I mean, no, Eric's taken an adequate share of his shots at Bush. So, hey, Clinton's now in the hot seat. He's a target.
So we
nail him as much as we nail the others. I mean, Nixon got his lumps. Carter got his lumps. Ford got it. Boy, did Ford get his lumps. Reagan got his. Bush got his. And Clinton's getting his. Let's face it. I mean, everybody gets. Also, people take shots at him for different reasons.
Yeah.
Bush, they may have questioned his honesty or his willingness to do anything about domestic policy or whatever. Hey, what were we questioning with Clinton? No ideology, which I warned people about back in November. Let's see. Saying anything to maintain popularity,
yeah,
which goes along with no ideology. Weaseling out of issues. Let's see. Staying with the very cronies that we voted out in 1980 that we didn't want to see back. We thought this guy was going to be different. He's not.
He's kind of like a Democratic Republican.
Yeah. Well, he's more conservative than the Northeastern goonies that they tried to run in 1988. But on the other hand, this guy is a pragmatist. This guy has no ideology. He has really has no party. He's just stuck with a certain bunch of people he's got to work with. And all the old school Democrats called in their markers, and he put them in. But in the meantime, people are saying, what the hell did we vote for? So, hey, it's not my problem.
The only reason I didn't vote for him is because people kind of looked around and said, well, which way do we go now? I mean, you know, Bush was doing, I guess, a pretty good job. But, you know, people,
I don't know how good a job Bush was doing.
They just wanted to go a different direction.
I don't know how good a job Bush was doing. I think one thing that Clinton did do for this country by being elected was offer hope.
Yep.
And, I guess that's a good reason for voting for somebody. If he offers hope and the guy who's in there doesn't, that may be the man.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, people are just scared. They figured, well, here's a way out. It's kind of, you know, it ends up like this every, you know, once in a while. We go, you know, one way when the nation goes conservative, and all of a sudden we bounce back just because we don't want to be conservative anymore, and we go liberal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I just had a little bit of a programming interruption here, but everything's cool. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, but this last fellow, I don't know what the hell he was going off on, and you know what I think?
What?
I think he was the guy who was posing as the Chinese joke man.
Yeah. It was kind of weird to hear him back, too.
Mm-hmm.
Heard him.
So. Yeah, he was the guy who was posing as the Chinese joke man. And as far as the Chinese joke man is concerned, he needs some work on his jokes.
Yeah.
Big time.
I've heard those.
I have somebody here who actually read that little thing, Exploits of the Chinese Joke Man. What do you think about that?
I didn't see it. Hey, it was nothing special. I heard the call in the car.
While I was in the car, people wanted us to come up. We were on our way anyway. Matt, I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, what's been going on?
There's been a couple of things going on, but
yeah,
it's a good chance to, you know.
So, yes, Vanessa was talking to you on the radio, and I guess you did hear. I did tell you guys to come up, and you did.
Yeah, Vanessa, if you're listening, I heard the apology. You shouldn't be sorry. It was bad timing, I guess. You know, it was about around midnight.
Uh-huh.
It's not the best of times, but the Islander game was kind of boring, so we decided to leave early.
7-2, yeah.
7-3, same thing.
7-3.
Oh, same thing.
Turgeon had two goals. So
2 points closer to the Rangers, Matt.
Yes. That was a nice little gimme that they needed. It's 1 o'clock here. You're listening to Long Island's somewhere in the middle station of the 90s, WUSB Stony Brook, where unique sounds begin, where you should be, Radio Free Long Island, have an eargasm. I mean, the slogans just keep coming on and on and on. Ever count how many slogans we've used at WUSB?
Yeah.
Let's see. Radio Free Long Island, where you should be. Long Island's first station in the 90s. Let's see. Where unique sounds begin. Let's see. What else? What else? What else? What else? I've counted four so far. Yes, the sports section's on at 11 o'clock.
That's right. I heard you in the car talking about how everything's messed up because of the radiothon. Everybody's being moved around. We're going to be on for an hour tomorrow night. Next week, we're not going to be on at all. So.
Yeah, well, that's another story.
Right.
Yeah, I took very good care of the person responsible for that. I'm sure I'm the talk of the station now.
Much appreciated.
Yes, I did my little dragon imitation on the person responsible. Mainly, I singed her eyebrows, but, hey, she deserved it.
Lacrosse, did we win today?
Good question. You know, I have to move on now because I have to dial up the WUSB, actually not WUSB, the Stony Brook Patriots Sports Hotline and get an update on what's been going on around here. So, time to move on.
Okay, cool.
See ya. Okay, so now we dial up our good friends in the Stony Brook Athletic Department.
One Kenneth Alber.
Yes. Live from the indoor sports complex on the campus of the State University of New York at Stony Brook, or a disembodied voice in Ken Alver's office, whichever.
Lacrosse team suffered a 14-12 loss to visiting Colgate. The Patriots made a tremendous rallying from a 9-4 halftime deficit to tie the game at 10. emceeing the rally was Jason Morales, who had two goals and two assists in Stony Brook's 6-1 third quarter, early fourth quarter spurt. Colgate went ahead 11-10, but the Patriots tied the game once again at 11, but ended up on the short end. Final score once again was Colgate 14 and Stony Brook 12. Also playing well for the Patriots was Lou Ventura, who had three goals and one assist, and Kevin Danlin, who had one goal and three assists. The baseball game scheduled for Saturday afternoon against Ramapo College, which was to be a doubleheader, was postponed due to poor field conditions out at University Field. Upcoming events on the University at Stony Brook campus. On Monday, the men's tennis team will open their season versus Hunter College at 3:30. And on Wednesday, the baseball team will have their home opener when they play St. Joseph's College of Patchogue, Long Island at 3:30 p.m. If you would like to listen to the Patriot Hotline again, please press 1. To return to the main menu in SB News, the university's touch-tone telephone service, please press 2. Thank you for calling the University at Stony Brook.
Let's see what's on USB News.
Welcome to Stony Brook Newsline, the University at Stony Brook's push-button information service. For updates on the rescheduling of performances and classes due to flooding in the Stoller Center, press 1. For upcoming events, press 2. For sports results and schedule information, press 3. For updates from human resources, press 4. For information about non-credit programs, press 5. And for directions to the campus and information about parking, press 6.
Which is the most useless? Try 2.
To find out what's happening on the University at Stony Brook campus, choose any of the listings that follow. For events today and tomorrow, press 1. For the voice of student activities, press 2. For theater and films this month, press 3. For music and dance this month, press 4. For art exhibits and special events this month, press 5. For lectures and seminars this month, press 6. For special events scheduled in the indoor sports complex, press 7.
Upcoming special events in the indoor sports complex scheduled for March are March the 13th, Section 11 basketball tournament. Game times are 12 and 2 p.m. Ticket prices are $4. March 14th, baseball clinic from 12 to 2:30 p.m. in the Pritchard Gymnasium. March the 20th, USVBA volleyball tournament beginning at 8 a.m. March 20th and 21st, North Shore swim meet. Times to be announced. March the 21st, baton twirling competition starting at 8 a.m. March the 27th, women's Stony Brook indoor soccer tournament beginning at 8 a.m. March 27th and 28th, splish splash water safety class. For further information regarding any of these events, please call 632-9271. Schedules of athletic events may be reached by dialing 632-PAT. If you would like to listen to this message again, please press 1. If you would like to return to the main menu, please press 2.
Welcome to Stony Brook Newsline, the University at Stony Brook's push-button information service. For updates on the rescheduling of performances and classes due to... The University at Stony Brook's Stoller Center for the Arts has arranged to relocate several performances originally scheduled for the recital hall and main stage now undergoing repairs. The two concert halls were damaged February 21st, when a water main burst, sending more than 1 million gallons of mud and water into the building. Damages estimated at about $3 million. Three other theaters and the center's art gallery were unaffected and will offer events and performances as originally scheduled. The March 20th main stage performance by the Hong Kong Ballet has been moved to St. John the Baptist High School in West Islip and
we gotta
scheduled
get this guy
for Sunday,
USB.
March 21st at 3 p.m. All tickets purchased for the Stoller Center will be honored at the door. For further information, call the Friends of the Bayshore Brightwaters Library at 665-4350. The Bach Birthday Fest, part of the Baroque Sundays at 3 series on Sunday, March 21st at 3 p.m., will be held at St. James Roman Catholic Church at 429 Route 25A in Setauket. This all-organ concert will be performed by Jonathan Biggers on the church's recently dedicated new pipe organ. The concert is free, and for further information, call the Department of Music at 632-7330. The following Stoller Center series events have been unfortunately canceled. The April 4th, Rory and the Rocket Band. April 14th, Jerry Willard. April 24th, Des Rosiers Dance Theater. And
that
May 1st, Turtle Island String Quartet. Ticket holders
really
for these four performances can get a refund or can choose to return their tickets to the Friends of the Stollar Center as a tax-deductible donation to support the restoration effort. For information, call the Stollar Center box office at 632-7230. Rescheduling information is posted on the Stony Brook Newsline at 632-NEWS. The following are news and notices scheduled for the weekend stretching from Friday, February 26th through Sunday, February...
Enough. That was tragic. Billy Joel's Baby Grand has been moved into the Stoller Center for the Arts, which means no one's going to be able to touch it. It's been good to him. Maybe it'll be good to us. Provide another water main doesn't go. You're on brain damage.
What?
Yes.
I call him not on the air.
You are on the air.
What?
It's the delay, stupid.
Oh, my God. No, it just came on all of a sudden.
Yes.
I've been ringing the phone for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, that usually happens on this show. I only have so many lines to go around, you know what I mean?
But a second ago, I'm hearing, like, now.
Yeah, that's called a delay.
That's too weird. That didn't happen last time.
When was last time?
The last time I called was probably the first time I heard this station on the radio.
Oh, how long ago was that?
I'd say about August.
That's been a while.
Yeah, it is.
So, what has been happening since you last called?
What has been happening? A lot has happened.
Yeah, well, tell me.
Well, let's see. Since August, I had the rest of my summer to myself, and I... went to school for 11 hours a day. I just got a job. You know what? I want to be a DJ. Can you get me on your radio station?
Well, you don't need me to get you on the radio station. You can get yourself on it.
What kind of... Do I have to go to broadcasting school?
No.
I mean, my teacher always tells me that I should be a disc jockey because I got the voice. Don't I have the voice?
I don't know. What do you think, guys?
Yeah, I think I got the voice. You don't think so?
Possibly. It sounds okay to me, but, you know, the telephone can lie. But, anyway...
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You got to come at the beginning of the semester. There's a training course given.
Where is this college? What road is it off of? Because I
off Nichols.
Nichols Road.
Yeah, I play basketball there every Sunday with Eli and Josh.
Well, then why are you having trouble finding it?
Nah, because, I don't know. I'm just getting mixed up here, you know. I'm not too familiar with colleges. I just want to make sure it's the same one.
Are you on...
you referring to Stony Brook?
Huh?
You're referring to Stony Brook, right?
Yeah, it's the campus. It's right off of that main road.
Yeah.
You play basketball in the gym? The radio station is about 50 feet from the gym.
Yeah, it's very convenient for us.
50 feet from the gym?
Correct. That's what I said.
If I go there one Sunday, can I, like, stop by the radio station?
I don't know about that. That's your call, Matt.
Do it during the week.
During the week?
Yeah, if you possibly
can. During the week, more people are around.
Huh?
I can't. It would have to be a Sunday. You know what I do?
What?
I fly planes.
You fly planes?
Fly planes. Nobody else does that.
Nobody else flies planes.
I'm already in it. I fly planes, and then I go to school after that, and I come home.
What do you fly? What type of aircraft?
It's a four-seat. It's a single engine.
What model?
It's a Cessna 172.
What do you... And do you do this commercially, or do you... What is... What is your purpose?
It's a private plane.
Yeah?
This course is offered by BOCES, too. And it's free. Did you ever hear the technical centers?
Yes.
Yeah, well, BOCES too.
Oh, you mean they teach you how to fly for free?
That's one of the courses, and it's located at Islip MacArthur Airport.
You're kidding. They teach you how to fly for free?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. What do you do to get qualified for this?
Nothing. It's open to the public. All you got to do is sign up, and you got to be in at least 10th grade. You take flying lessons. For the first year, you're just flying. They're ground school instructions. In the second year, you just fly all the time with an instructor, and after 25 hours.
What times are these courses offered? What are the classes? What times are they?
Well, there's one from morning to from like 8 o'clock to about 11 o'clock in the morning. Then the one I go to starts at 12 o'clock and ends at 2:45. I mean, it's a great program. I recommend if you know any kids that are still in high school, like maybe if you have a son.
Oh, you have to still be in high school.
Yeah, you have to be in high school.
Damn.
Sucks for you, Matt. Yeah, you're getting a little bit excited there. We have a couple of Jim and Dave or something.
Yeah, I mean,
school,
hey, go flying, man. That'd be great.
I know, man. It's great.
Considering
like,
how...
I have my private pilot license. I'll just be cruising, you know, cruising the friendly skies.
Yeah, considering how much it costs to get a private pilot license on the outside, it'll cost you a couple of grand at least.
Oh, about $8,000.
Yes, instruction fees, fuel, and av gas goes like $1.75 a gallon. And, you know, time in the plane, all that other neat stuff, if you can learn how to fly for free, I would strongly advise you do it, because airline pilots make six-figure incomes.
I just want to send a message. Anybody who's in high school who knows about the technical centers and you don't know about the Suffolk Aviation Academy, talk to your guidance counselor now. Anybody could get in. It's a great program, and it's not something that you should pass up.
Go flying,
boy. Hey, one more thing. If Meredith Black is listening, I know that she listens to the station. I want to say hi to her.
Okay, don't use full names if you possibly can. If if you just say Meredith, she'll know who she is.
One thing, getting back to the radio station, if you're interested in joining the WSB staff, the training class is given on Tuesdays. I don't know if that's going to be an inconvenience for you, from 5:30 to 7, as Matt mentioned earlier. It's too late to do it this semester, but you could start in September. And you'd have to come every Tuesday from 5:30 to 7.
What's the minimum age?
There is none.
There is no minimum age. There's really no qualifications.
There really is none. I mean, you just have to work yourself up to a point where you sound halfway decent on the air.
And then you take a technical class also as well. You have to do a two-hour tape, I believe, Matt, and a half-hour special also.
Precisely. That's exactly what you have to do. What year are you in school?
Well, I'm going to graduate next year.
Oh, in that case, you'll have no problem. What college are you planning on going to? Have you decided yet?
Dowling. They're building a facility over at Brookhaven Airport in Shirley for aeronautics.
Oh, in that case, you can definitely still work at the radio station. If you're going away, naturally, you wouldn't be, but that's up to you.
And I live in Shirley, you know, like Brookhaven Airport's 5 minutes away from me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really want to be a DJ.
Yeah, I've actually been to Brookhaven Airport. You know, my first experience in a private plane... I was in a Bonanza late fall, back in November.
Uh-huh.
And my idiot friend hands me the controls, but doesn't tell me the handling characteristics of a Bonanza. Have you ever been in one?
A Bonanza?
Yeah.
What kind of plane is it? Is it like it's
a single engine.
Is it an aerobatic flight?
I think it could be equipped for aerobatics, but it's not an aerobatic plane. It's a low-wing monoplane. The 172 is a high-wing.
Yeah.
No.
A 172 is a high-wing, right?
Yeah.
Then you got the Piper Cherokee, which is low-wing, and those planes are much nicer.
Yeah, but a Bonanza's a single engine. I know some Cherokees are, too, but a Bonanza is a four-seater, about the size of a 172.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bonanza is a very tricky plane to fly, very responsive. Cessnas are rather easy. But Bonanza, if you put the controls in somebody who's unfamiliar with its characteristics, the guy's gonna put the thing into the ground. Fortunately, I didn't, but I came damn close.
Wait, you like flew with an instructor?
Yeah. Well, my friend is a licensed pilot, but he just handed the controls over to me. He said, "Hold, keep the plane up for a little while," and unfortunately. You know how fuel consumption is. If you don't balance the tanks properly, the plane's going to tilt to one side.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, and the fuel tanks weren't balanced.
I mean, how was the wind? Was it windy out?
It was rather windy, and the tanks weren't balanced, and it was veering to the right.
Probably right. You had a bad experience on a not-so-good day, with the weather and all.
Yeah, and I overcompensated, and I almost put the damn thing into the ground. I threw him back the controls. Bonanza has a single control that swings on a pivot. And he got it back, nursed it back into flying trim. But the point was, always be aware of what the handling of the plane before you take the controls.
I'll tell you one thing. The planes that we train in, the easiest part is flying.
Yeah.
The hardest part is ground instructions. I mean, this is a two-year program.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the first year. Now, to get back into the second year, to get my license, I have to take two tests and get an 80 on both of them.
Oh, that shouldn't be too hard.
Powell, well, actually, there's a book. It's called Private Pilot FAA Written Exam.
Right.
There's 100, in, no, I mean, not 100, there's 1,100 questions in here, and they're going to be word for word same questions on the test.
Uh-huh.
Basically, what I'm trying to do is remember all the questions.
Well, no, no. What you do is remember the concept, so the answers will come a hell of a lot more easily.
Seriously, I remember the questions more than I do the theory of it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we have a really, really tough teacher.
Uh-huh.
He's a good teacher, though. He's a very, very good teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, I happen to have a degree in physics, so I'm one of the guys who helps design airplanes. So it doesn't, that wouldn't intimidate me very much. As far, you know, I've looked at aircraft engines. I've often been amazed at how crude they are.
What do you mean?
They're crude. Compared to automobile engines, definitely.
Oh, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
They're very crude. And, you know, it's always funny. Aircraft certified parts, ever see an alternator on an aircraft engine?
Oh, I haven't.
It's the same thing you find in your car, except that it's driven by a shaft instead of a belt. But anyway, got to move on.
Got to move on?
Yeah, I got to move on to another call.
Oh, what time is it?
1:18.
1:18?
Yeah, it means I only got 42 minutes left in the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, that's a shame. What time do you start brain damage? At 12 o'clock?
Right.
You end at 2 o'clock?
Right.
Oh, so I get to get on with another call.
Right.
All right, I'll let you go. Maybe I'll call you next week, you know.
Okay, yeah, tell me what's going on with the course.
My cousin Michael's listening. Tell him, you know, I want to tell him that I hate him because he just took off and he said that he's going out to Holbrook. And, you know, he knows what I'm talking about. But if he's listening, I have a few words to say to him, but I can't say it over the phone.
Good, don't.
All right, take care.
Okay, see ya.
All right, bye-bye.
Matt, speaking of flying, do you remember a couple of weeks ago you also got excited? They were running a helicopter exhibition.
Yeah, I wanted to get
campus.
Up in there.
What was the wait, like 2 or 3 hours?
Yeah. Oh, the local Marine recruiting station had a helicopter. This was not Huey Cobra or something like that. This was a private helicopter, a light model. I forget what model it was. But anyway, they were giving people helicopter rides over the campus and were using the athletic fields as a landing spot. And unfortunately, by the time I would have actually gotten on the thing, I would have had to go to work, so I couldn't do it. But, yeah, I would love to take a ride in a helicopter. I've only ridden in fixed-wing aircraft so far. And, again, almost got killed in one. Yes, me and the Bonanza. But, on the other hand, it did whet my appetite for more. So, who knows, maybe I won't live out the year. But in the meantime, keep looking in the papers for airplane crashes. Maybe it's me. You're on brain damage.
Well, I just like to say that thing we had with those three coolers, with those, starting with the chap and the joke man, was I think was really stupid. And I think that they are so whacked.
That
they're probably Ranger fans.
What, they're probably Ranger fans?
Yeah, that they're so whacked out.
You're probably right.
You're 100% right, Lisa. You know who this is, right? This is Jamie. And your brother is here as well.
Oh,
so make sure Mommy... Make sure and tell Mommy.
Hey, this is great. This is by far the youngest listener we've ever had on WUSB. You've set a record.
Not that young.
Okay. You're younger than me, that's for sure.
Just by a couple of years.
I'm not that old.
Just by a couple of years, Matt. A
couple of decades? Anyway, it's time for me to go.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. That was cute. How old is she?
13. That's Jim's little sister.
13?
That's right.
Sounded younger than that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure she's going to call back and say, I don't sound that young. But that's another story. You're on brain damage. You were on brain damage.
You're not anymore.
You're now on brain damage. Hello? Forget the delay. Listen to the phone.
You fed over work, bitch.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
How are you?
Pretty good. What's going on?
Not much. Me and Vanessa.
Yeah?
Hanging out.
So, tell me what... So please, tell me what's going on over there. Give me details.
Yeah. Well, I'm in my room right now.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to... Also, you guys aren't talking very loud. I've got this thing boosted to about 3/4 power. I can barely hear you.
Sorry.
That's better.
Can you hear us?
Now I can.
Yeah, we can hear you. It's kind of faint, however. We can't hear you.
We're both on the line, so it's, like, faded, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's now adequate because I've got it boosted, but go ahead.
So, what's it called? Jim called in?
Yeah, Jim is now here. Jim's here.
Yeah, we're all here. We heard your plea in the car. Jamie's here, David's here, and Jim is here. We heard your plea in the car, and we had to make our way over here.
What?
Yeah, they're here. They're here.
I feel so bad. Tell them that.
I mean, they can hear you. They're sitting right next to me.
What?
They're sitting right next to me.
Hello, Vanessa. This is Jamie speaking.
Well, about the same thing's been going on for the past, hour and 22 minutes? Let's see, we had the Chinese joke man come back from, in spite of popular demand. Oh, who is the Chinese joke man? Please identify him for me. You can release write it down. I won't tell anybody on the air.
All right, we'll enlighten you after the show.
Which one is it? Well, it's not one of you guys, because you were in transit.
Oh, no, we were in transit, that's right.
Yeah, so obviously it's not one of you guys, but it had to be a WUSB staffer. It's not.
No, it's not.
Oh, wow.
It'll be a surprise for next week's show. Matt will enlighten everybody next week.
Reveal the identity of the Chinese joke man. But, again, that is another story.
Yeah.
Let's go on.
Did that guy call in about that, how he spent all that money on that girl?
No. The $2,269 man.
I think he missed his appointment with the psychiatric ward.
Yeah. The 2000, yeah, that's what we're going to call him now. Instead of the $6 million man, we're going to call him the $2,269 man. And the $2,269 man is nowhere to be found. Yes, it is believed.
Reported sightings of him.
Reported sightings in the at psychiatric emergency services at University Hospital, but they will neither confirm nor deny. Huh?
Speak up. We're having trouble hearing you.
A little louder.
I have to make another tape. Remember, I made that tape.
Then? Yes.
I'd have to make another one because I'm not sure what I did with it. I can't find it. So.
Okay, make another one because if it's as good as the last one you did, I want to use it as an intro for the show.
Oh, that's mint. Okay, mint-alacious, Jamie.
Yeah. Did you find the dictionary yet?
No, not yet.
You didn't find it yet. We'll come up with most of the words. Don't worry. The Islander game was a mint-alacious game tonight, by the way.
Yes, because the Islanders won.
All 2.5 periods of it, and we were there. And it was actually a decent crowd. When I say decent, I mean I think it was almost a sellout tonight.
Really?
For the Sharks.
It's like over 14.
What was that?
Over 14,000, she said.
Oh, most definitely. It was packed tonight. And Paul Stewart wrecked the game, and the Islanders still managed to win. I don't know how they managed that. Between Paul Stewart and Donut Don Koharski, as Matt so nicely likes to refer to him.
Yes, also Dick Schoenfeld likes to refer to him, but Koharski's still working and Schoenfeld's not.
Heard me at the Washington game. I was like, go eat another donut.
Oh, yeah, today. Yeah. He was alive and well in Landover today.
Where he belongs, anywhere as far away from the Nassau Coliseum as anybody can possibly keep him. Let him screw up the Capitals' lives.
The big one coming up on Friday night. I'm gonna be there, Matt, by myself.
Rangers.
I don't know if I'll be able to be here next Saturday night. I may not be alive. You're talking about planes and tragedy happening. I'm talking about Madison Square Garden and tragedy happening.
Yeah, watch out, because those fans will probably have you escorted out because you're an Islander fan. They do that with other opposing teams' fans.
Yeah, I heard that a Bruin fan got escorted out the other night or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, George Plimpton did an article in Sports Illustrated, and he brought up a Bruins pennant into the blue seats. This is a couple of years ago. And they were nice to him this time, mainly because the Bruins weren't playing.
That's a good one. But let's kind of move off the sports since we'll be talking about that tomorrow night.
Good idea.
Very good.
I mean, everyone will be annoyed. They're like, why are they talking about this when they could be talking about this tomorrow? So.
Well, what do you want to talk about instead?
I don't know. You got anything cool, like interesting or weird? I don't know.
Well, weird, let's see. We had the return of the Chinese joke, man. We had, me talking about my experiences almost crashing a plane and never actually getting on brain damage. We had, you know, incredible how little events like that could shape the course of history. But, let's see, what other crazy things? Oh, yes, the politically correct panicky guy who was really letting somebody have it. I got a good question for you. You know the term ragging on someone?
Oh, yeah, I was listening.
Okay, what is your alternative if you have one?
Ragging?
Yeah.
Dissing?
Dissing?
I don't like that word.
Well, dissing is insulting. Ragging is complaining.
Oh. That's all the same, you know what.
Do you find it offensive, by the way?
Do I find ragging?
Offensive. I figured we'd accommodate the guy just by asking.
Vanessa, by the way, who's on the neighborhood watch? Do they all drive around in black cars, or are there certain people who have black cars?
Everyone.
Making fun of my father, I guess.
Tell him, sup, Dad.
Oh, God.
He could have been a little nicer. I mean, you know, he was really nice, but, you know, I mean, we weren't causing any harm. You know, he could have been a little nicer.
Is this really a neighborhood watch community, or are you just joking? It is a neighborhood watch
it
community.
It is. It's a poor excuse for a neighborhood watch, but I guess it's rather effective, so.
So, I guess, let's see, who's the head of the neighborhood watch, the local Keystone cop?
Oh,
we were just taking a little rest, you know, I mean, we weren't causing any harm, you know.
Tell me something, what do they use as training videos, Charlie Chaplin movies? I'm not offending anybody in particular, I'm just doing an equal opportunity, you know what I mean?
So did you get in trouble, Vanessa?
Oh, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Let's see. No, actually, what I'm doing is trying to come up with as many insults as possible so you can make fun of neighborhood watch types in your own neighborhood. Let's see. What else? Let's see. I'm trying to think.
All right.
Tell me something. Oh, that's another thing. For the right fee, do they sell maps of people's homes?
Can you repeat that?
Do they sell maps of people's homes?
Oh, no.
Let's see. What other things? Oh, if...
Yeah. You don't have one? I don't have one. No, well, we have these signs. It's like neighborhood watch duty.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. It's like everywhere. You know?
I got... Oh, another one that should be really nice. Do they ask for your pass card?
Come on, we're going a little too much here, you know?
Yeah.
Is your dad on the neighborhood watch, or was he just making a special neighborhood watch run tonight?
He was making a special because he passed you. Remember when they first passed?
Right.
No, is what he's actually saying is he on a neighborhood watch, or is he on a Vanessa watch?
Oh.
Is he just watching you, in other words?
I mean, I personally didn't see what the big deal was. You know, we weren't causing any trouble or anything, but...
Yet. That fixed it, don't worry. You take bleeping Valium. Anyway, that's...
I'm so sorry.
Again, that's somebody else's problem. As far as if he complains about me making fun of the neighborhood watches, I don't have any problem with them, to tell you the truth, except that they bother me. But, no.
Matt, you're your own neighborhood watch, Matt.
They do a good job. They obviously do, because obviously nobody's been burglarized lately, right? You mean they have?
My
friend's house. You're kidding. They put this thing out and the place is still getting knocked over? What's going on?
We have an alarm system, too.
Oh, then...
They just, like, broke the door.
They broke the
Well, he thought we were kind of suspicious, so he wanted to know what we were doing there. We just told him we were taking a little rest. We didn't give it away. We didn't want anybody getting in trouble.
Oh, God. Such is life in the eastern part of Long Island. So, what else is going on besides the neighborhood watch annex?
That's a bus, really.
Matt.
Yes.
Have you heard the new Sundays album?
No, I haven't. Not yet, anyway.
So good.
Why?
It's so good.
Oh, you said so good. I thought you said no good.
Oh, no, it's really good.
Oh, good. So, I haven't had a chance to play it yet, but on your recommendation, I will. Oh, speaking of which, something very important. It's too late to do it tonight, but sometime between now and Monday evening, something that everybody who's listening to the show must see. You must see The Crying Game. Why am I telling you to see it between now and Monday night? Because the supposed secret of The Crying Game, which will definitely screw up the head of any guy who sees the movie, will be revealed somehow during the Academy Awards, since two of the people in it are nominated. So, those of you who want the full entertainment value of this movie must see it before Monday night.
My mom thought she didn't like it.
Well, that means you should love it.
And you're better off staying inside. You might as well rent it and watch it so you won't be disturbed by any of the neighborhood watch people.
Won't be available for 6 months. But as far as the secret is concerned, if anybody cares, and not everybody does, I accept that at least, you must see it before Monday night. Again, end of commercial message. Now we move on.
Did you play that commercial in the beginning of the show?
No, I didn't. As a matter of fact, Jamie, it's in the sports drawer. The cart says Slick Willy commercial.
All righty.
Okay. I don't think you've heard this yet.
No, I don't think
I have.
Well,
for the further edification of those of you who have not heard Brain Damage or who take offense at the way we rag on Bill Clinton, well, if you do take offense at the way we rag on Bill Clinton, tough. If you are offended by the topics discussed on this show, tough. If you plan on giving money to the show if we stop talking about offensive topics, tough. If you found this obscure point on your FM dial and then are offended by the topics discussed on this show, tough. Go find K-Rock. It's a 92.3, and you'll be perfectly happy with sanitized classic rock. In the meantime, if you want to hear radio with attitude, with an edge to it, stay here. Right?
Right.
Very good. Thank you. Yes. Jim's... Oh, God. Jim, what's taking him?
She'll probably be calling once again, possibly taking offense to that little cheap shot, another woman.
Tough.
At her age. But once again... Tough.
Where is he? Oh, well. You will continue to dig, and dig deeper for this stupid thing. It may not even be here. It may be on the rack somewhere, but I hope nobody taped over. Oh! Guys, I know this is going to appear 7 seconds later, but it was an exercise in futility. It was on the rack, so get back in here, okay? Boy, you
missed it.
I found it. Don't worry. Okay, it was right in front of me. Sorry, guys, but tough. Let's move on to our good friend, the President of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Do you know what can be found? This home all alone. You can't turn around. At least please telephone. Don't be crying.
Bill Clinton used to sing that song all the time until he started using Slick Willy lubricated condoms. That's because only Slick Willy's unique greased palm lubrication lets you keep it coming on without it coming off. And when the tabloid photographers are breathing down your neck, nothing lets you get in and out faster than a Slick Willy. Slick Willy's now come in the convenient It's the Economy Stupid 12-pack. So if you want good stimulation without deficit spending, Slick Willy is the only way to go.
Close right ahead.
Yes. It says play Boeheim or Mahoney here, but we don't have it on cart yet. Okay. That was Slick Willy. And, of course, I have to add this little advertising slogan. Slick Willy, screwing America for the next 4 years. And I expect so many Democrats to call and let me have it for that one.
And
but
guess
on the
what?
Other hand,
hey, tough.
Yeah, tough. They had 12 years to rag on Reagan and Bush. This is my turn. So, that is the first of many wild productions that will be coming out of the studios of WUSB during brain damage in the near future. But, you know, you have to start somewhere. So, gotta move on.
Okay.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.
You're on brain damage.
Hello?
Hi there.
Guess who it is?
I don't know. Please identify yourself.
What, Jim? I'm back. I told you I'd call in the future.
Hockey stick man. Oh, yes, hockey stick man. Slap that thing a little bit. There we go.
It's hockey stick man. Anyhow. Hello?
Oh, yeah, was the person you were named for, the victim you were named for, was he a Ranger fan by chance?
Actually, he was. I don't know. I'm not positive. Anyhow, enough of that. I have a new name. You want to hear it?
What?
Dr. Butchin.
Doctor?
I want to help all the people that are like me out there. Well, like I was. Now, you know, I realize my mistakes and I'm not that crazy anymore. I wouldn't shove an entire hockey stick up anyone's butt.
Well, you're calling this show, so you got to wonder how cured you actually are.
How quickly you change identities.
Yeah.
Are you making fun of me? Huh?
We make fun of everybody on this show.
That's the point of this show.
It's equal opportunity dissing. I mean, it's
ragging, dissing, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, and we try to be fair.
We aim to please.
Oh, I understand that. Anyhow, I have to say something to a kid who knows who he is. I was hanging out with him before this show or whatever. And I have to say, you got me in trouble. I had to run for 2 miles to get away. And I want to say, Iskatato gola, Iskata, Moto Christosu, Selenafaskatato gola. Xerisato!
That probably means something obscene in Greek, but since the FCC, no one in the FCC speaks Greek, I guess it's okay.
And Matt, tell him what? Tell him the word.
Tough.
There you go.
Yes, that's right.
Life goes on.
Yeah, those of you who are Greek and know what that means, you can give me a call.
Anyhow, I also want to tell somebody else who knows who he is that he never kept the promise that he gave me.
Okay.
I'm mad about that. And it's about all.
Oh, you weren't going to fire away anything at him in Greek?
No.
That was Greek, by the way, wasn't it?
Actually, it was, and I wonder how you knew that.
I have some Greek friends.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, I've had some Greek girlfriends. I mean, oh, God, they were gorgeous. One thing about Greek women, I've never met one I didn't like.
Yeah, well, everybody likes Greek women, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately, not everybody can get them. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's all I really wanted to say.
Good.
What?
Now, time to move on. See ya. You're on brain damage.
Yeah, I'm at. This is Andrew. And I was the one who turned Dan onto the show. You know Dan.
Yes.
Dan anyway, from Port Jeff, Dan.
Yeah, what's up, Andrew?
I have sort of a dilemma here.
Go ahead.
It's a hockey dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
I am one of the rare few on Long Island that has not figured out. If I like the Rangers or the Islanders. And I decided to call you up, being the expert that you are.
Where do you live?
Port Jeff Station.
Long Island.
Long Island.
Means nothing. I live 10 minutes...
I want you to fire off some reasons why I should actually like the Islanders.
Let's see. It's... The Islanders fans have not had to wait as long for another Stanley Cup. Let's see. One other thing. The Rangers, generally are a hard luck team. The Islanders will generally get a job done when there's one to do.
And although Ranger fans sell out the Garden, Islander fans don't boo their team when they're losing 2
And, of course, there's one very important factor that beats all the others. Islander tickets are cheaper.
Ah, I see. Well, see, the only reason that I'm familiar with the Rangers is that I get MSG and not Sports Channel. And I've just been watching all these Ranger games, and, you know. But is there the slight possibility that, you know, all the hatred between Rangers, I mean, do you have to hate the Rangers to like the Islanders, or, you know, hate the Islanders to like the Rangers?
Hockey is the only sport, really, where you have to hate one New York team to like the other. I mean, as far as the Jets are concerned, they do occasionally face the Giants, but they do not compete directly against each other for playoff spots or Super Bowls or anything. Islanders and Devils are in the same division in the NHL.
And play each other seven times a year, and then also meet each other in the playoffs.
Yes, they play each other seven times a year, also meet each other in the playoffs. They compete directly against each other.
Now,
so it's very difficult not to hate the Rangers and the Devils when you're rooting for the Islanders. Just as when back in the old days of baseball, when the Giants and the Dodgers were in New York, it was very, very difficult, make that impossible, to be a Dodger fan and not hate the Giants and the Yankees, because they faced them in the World Series a lot. Same thing with the Giants hating the Dodgers. Very, very difficult. Now, in the event that, yeah, let's say the Islanders don't have a good team and don't make the playoffs, which in this year it's not the case, and the Rangers do have a good team and have a chance to win something, yeah, I guess not too many people are going to begrudge you rooting for the Rangers because they do come from New York. But let me put it this way. Whenever the Rangers have a good team or are supposed to go far in the playoffs, they screw up somewhere. That's one of the things that Islander fans like to make fun of.
Brian Leetch, for example?
Yes, Brian Leetch, a guy who's paid millions of dollars a year to conduct himself with finesse on the ice, ends up slipping and falling on his butt in front of his apartment building while coming out of a taxi cab. Okay, this is the story of the New York Rangers. The New York Rangers are the Boston Red Sox of hockey. Every time they put together a good team, something happens to screw it up.
The Rangers could be up 3-0 in the finals, 4 out of 7, and they're playing up to scratch.
Yes, something will happen. Okay, let's see. What has happened since 1940, the last time the Rangers won a Stanley Cup? When they made a real threat in the early 1970s to win Stanley Cups, somebody always got injured. If it wasn't Jean Rattel, it was Brad Park. If it wasn't Brad Park, it was Vic Hadfield. Somebody was always out. 1979, Ulf Nielsen of the Rangers gets hit by Dennis Potvin of the Islanders. Yes, and the Ranger fans have never lived it down.
But which fan actually gets more women? That's what I'm really concerned with.
Neither one. Only kidding. Around here, the Islander fans will probably do a hell of a lot better. Maybe in New York City, who knows. But as far as Ranger fans are concerned, generally, Ian Eagle is right. And yes, he's on the air competing directly against me right now as we speak.
But we're doing better than him anyway.
Yes, we're doing better than him. We have more sophisticated callers.
Okay, also, I don't know if you know this, but Dan actually likes to go into school on the days, I guess, after the Rangers lose, wearing a Rangers jersey. Have you heard about this?
That says Rangers
suck. Rangers
suck
1940, right?
It doesn't. Yeah, exactly, 1940.
1940 Rangers suck.
The name says 19, as in, you know, the player's name, and the number is 40.
That bum stole my idea.
Oh, I saw quite a few people tonight last night at the Islander game at the Nassau Coliseum wearing similar jerseys like that.
Yeah.
It is pretty funny. I just I guess I'm going to wait till the end of the season and just see who finishes first out of the Devils, Rangers, and Islanders, and that team will win my participation
now,
as an enthusiast.
Of course, there's another way to get out of this altogether. You could end up rooting for the Devils and avoid the issue, but on the other hand, I know you like to confront things head-on, so I guess you're going to side with the Islanders.
Yeah, and also, by the way, I am the Eppolady boy.
Oh, you're the victim.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you should definitely side with the Islanders, because you don't want to be associated with losers all your life.
Okay. We'll see about that.
You don't want to lose all your hair.
Proposition for the show. Can we eventually, down the line, trade pickup lines?
Trade pickup lines.
I have three awesome ones to start at.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
And I think, and I'm sure you have some.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's start with yours.
Okay. We'll go one for one if we can. Baby, we can change the alphabet and put you and I together.
Any ideas?
I didn't hear. Repeat that again.
Baby, we can change the alphabet and put you and I together.
Okay. How about if beauty was a grain of sand, you'd be a whole beach?
Let's see. If good looks were a minute, you know you could have been an hour.
Okay.
That's out of a song.
Okay.
That's why you sang it.
Lastly. What is it? Oh, yeah. How did God let an angel like you wander off so far from heaven?
Okay, I got a better one. Who needs angels? I'd rather make passionate love with you than sing with an angel. The music we would make together would be far more inspired.
Okay.
Just okay.
Definitely.
Just okay. I have to tell you something.
You pick up a Rangers.
You know how many women that line got me?
If you saw the facial expression, it was just more than okay.
Okay. Well, I thank you for your help.
Okay.
And I hope the next bitch doesn't shave off my head.
Sure, okay.
Later.
Actually, I hope he doesn't find a pair of lesbians in the bathtub. Now, that would really make his life.
Hey, he should be lucky that they're only going after his the hair on his head.
Yeah, but, oh, God. Well, if she went for another area, he probably wouldn't be walking to this day.
Oh, yeah.
But, yes, the epilady victim has spoken. Pickup lines. 12 more minutes here on WUSB.
That's the topic.
The topic is pickup lines. And we've had some real stinkers here. We're talking about we're wearing gas masks now because of the pickup lines we've heard so far have stunk so badly. And the only person who gets to quote the Temptations is me. So forget about that right now. 632-6901, pickup lines. You're on brain damage.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a story for you.
Okay.
All right, listen to this. You know how you were talking about before about flying around the helicopters?
Yeah.
I was up there, too.
Yes.
I was up there, and I was flying around, and I got so sick.
Uh-oh.
I got so sick, I didn't know what was going to happen.
Ah, yes, industrial strength puke.
That's what happened. And it, you know where it happened?
Where?
This happened right over the Stoller Center, where like people were they were doing studying and everything like that.
Did you puke out the window?
Yes, I did.
Oh man, did you? Oh God! You know, from that height, if puke falls from
could kill someone.
From that height, it could really do a job on somebody.
I thought he was going to say puke over Madison Square Garden.
Well, everybody does that.
But it was... No, it wasn't like the World Trade Center. It wasn't that high.
How high?
It was... How high? I would say about 10 feet.
Oh, so it really didn't get that high. You didn't hit anybody with the puke, did you?
Well, I almost did.
Oh, damn.
What were you eating that contributed to this puke?
I had seafood salad.
Oh, my God.
From the deli?
Are you sure it was that...
From the deli.
Are you sure it was the seafood salad or the helicopter that did you in?
A combination.
Now, the seafood salad can do you
crab chunks coming up, and they were orange and red and all these. They were multicolored.
Yes. Willy Wonka came up with a candy that made you puke in 7 different colors. I guess this was pretty close.
What are you talking about?
You never saw the movie.
What are you talking about, Willy Wonka?
You never saw Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
What is this? I don't know any chocolate factory. I had seafood salad. Aren't you listening to me?
Yeah, of course I'm listening to you, but you never saw the movie. Well, that was a masterpiece.
I don't have time to watch movies. I want to fly in helicopters. You can't watch movies up there.
So go watch Blue Thunder. It's about helicopters.
You know, I've seen that movie.
hit us with a pickup line.
Well, anyway,
yeah give me a pickup line.
This is how I learned the pickup line. I didn't learn it. It's, you know, how it sort of happened.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, because I was, you know, I puked at the helicopter. But, I, you know, I almost hit this girl. I didn't hit her, but I almost did.
Yes.
So I was at that place. What's the name of that place?
Which one?
Everybody goes there. You
the
know
union,
that place.
The union.
The union.
The union.
No. It's off campus. It's a bar.
The park bench. The park stench.
Park bench.
Yes.
The place.
Yes.
I had to wait online for a half an hour to get in.
Oh, that's lucky. That's right.
Good.
Usually
yeah.
You have to wait a couple hours.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to wait a half hour.
Okay, you're doing well so far.
Well, hey, I'm talking here.
It's my show.
All right, I'm sorry. Anyway, it was almost as long as the ride for the helicopter. Almost as long as that line. But
okay.
Not quite.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so I get into the bar, right? And I ordered a drink.
Yes.
To sort of like wash down that seafood. You know, the aftertaste kept coming up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It came out
yeah.
of my throat and I still had the taste in my mouth. And I couldn't brush my teeth or anything like that because I lost my toothbrush out the window. So it was still in my mouth, so I needed a drink to get the taste out.
Go on. So far, you're doing great.
All right. So anyway, so I washed the taste out and I said, you know, I kind of like, you know, just washed my mouth out, and I had to go to the bathroom to spit it out.
Yes.
Yeah, I went to the... But you see, there was a line for the bathroom.
Usually is.
Yeah. So I had to hold the drink in my mouth the whole time.
Oh, God.
So what I'm doing is I'm squishing it back and forth between my teeth like
yeah.
it's mouthwash.
Right.
And I'm washing my mouth out, and finally I get in there, and I spit it out.
Finally. Good.
So my mouth is all clean now. I got this clean breath, and I walk out, and who do I see? It's the girl I almost puked on.
This story is really doing pretty well.
That's right.
Going.
Good way to end the show.
Yeah.
So anyway, I said, don't I know you? And she said, you know what she said?
What?
She said, no. No, I don't. So I had to explain my story. And I said, well, you see, you know that puke that landed right next to you? And she said, you know, that was... it was a while ago. But, yeah, I kind of remember about it. And she said, you know, I really like seafood salad.
I sense you're losing it there, but you recovered nicely.
Yes, go ahead.
And I said, yeah, I do too. And she said, you know, I really make a good seafood salad myself. This is not the kind of salad you want to throw up.
Love is in the air, or is that fish? Or are they the same thing?
Can I finish my story?
Go ahead.
I call up and I don't believe this. This is the respect I get.
Listen
to your hockey stories. Who was that guy talking about what fan he should be? I mean, come on. Can he make up his own mind?
Apparently not, but finish your story.
Anyway.
Maybe you can throw up on him and make him decide.
Well, go ahead. Finish the story.
All right. So what I said was, I said, well, where was I? I forgot where I was.
You were on making good seafood salad.
We were talking about making seafood salad. So anyway, as it turns out, she happens to be a chef at this restaurant. What's the name of that place? Everybody goes there.
Well, Mario's,
Strawberry Fields.
That's it, Strawberry Fields.
All right, there you go.
Oh, yes.
All right.
I know some of the girls there. If this is the one I think you're talking about. She's really cute.
Very cute.
But
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so anyway, she works there. So anyway, I went there for some more seafood salad.
Yeah.
She said, you know, why don't you come there sometime and check out the seafood salad. But the thing is, now here's my dilemma, and this is actually why I'm actually trying to call you.
Yes.
Because I'm kind of embarrassed to go over there, you know, and Because, you know, it's like when I was talking with her the first time, you know, I had a few in me, you see. So, you know, it wasn't such a big deal. But now, you know, I don't know if I could go over there after, you know, almost throwing up on her, throwing up next to her. But she does say she makes good seafood salad and everything, so I don't know what I should do.
Well, the killer is you have to be careful, because if you do sample her seafood salad and then puke, it's over.
Oh.
But why not? You know, try it out. But, again, don't get into a helicopter after trying her seafood salad. At least give it a chance.
All right. All right, I'll do that.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Good. Sounds good. But as far as having a few in you during the day, it's usually not such a great idea. Besides, hurts your driving skills.
No, I'm talking about at the bar.
Okay. Well, hey, the weirdest things have happened. I mean, hey, think of it this way. If it does work out, you can always tell your grandchildren that you met the girl of your dreams by almost puking on her.
I have grandchildren.
You already have grandchildren?
Do you know how old I am?
Have no idea.
Take a guess.
Well, if you have grandchildren, you're probably pushing 60.
I'm not that old.
Well, if you have grandchildren...
The key question is, do they like seafood salad?
Yeah, do they?
I don't know.
Take them with you. You know, nice little family excursion to Strawberry Fields. You know, these guys are getting so much commercial time, they didn't even pay for it.
That's right, Strawberry Fields. They were supposed to.
No, they paid for that commercial time, but they're not paying for this stuff.
Right.
Anyway,
you're running out of time, so
we're
on a roll.
Definitely running out of time.
Maybe I'll go over there and I'll get something to eat over there.
All right, get back to us next week. We'd like to know.
When are you guys on?
The outcome.
What?
When are you guys on? When do I call you guys?
Start at midnight.
At midnight?
Right.
What day?
Saturday night
same as
into Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Same as tonight.
Regularly.
Regularly, yes. We're here.
I thought it was just a one-time thing.
No, it's weekly.
All right, well, I'll call back.
Yeah, give me a progress report on the girl you almost puked on.
Wish you all the best of luck.
I'll do that.
Her too.
Okay.
You're on brain damage.
Hey, what's up?
I don't know. Can you beat this story, or can you come up with a good pickup line or something in the next minute or so?
Well, I got a good topic for next week.
Go ahead.
All right, are people that are, what they call sane? Sane, like... Because, the way that civilized people, they're declared sane.
Uh-huh.
I don't really think it's sane. Because, the animals, they behave wild. And they're declared sane.
Well, sane is a relative thing, I guess.
Yeah, but, the basic term that people use. And, if you have all these people that are so-called civilized acting in the same way,
well, how would you classify the people who call on this show?
I don't know, pretty sane, yeah.
You're about the only one.
No.
Gotta move on.
All right.
You're on brain damage, you got a minute.
I am a real tiny Superman. I'm very, very angry.
Oh, let me guess. Somebody faked your identity.
That's awesome. I call... August, I have a little joke, man. I have a funny joke for you. A computer say, school boy who fool around with school girl during one period get caught red-handed. I also say to Jamie, are you listening, Jamie?
Yes, I am.
May the rest of your night be as pleasant as a smile on your face.
I have no idea what that means, but it's 2:00 and it's time for me to go. You're listening to the place where unique sounds begin, continue, and drag on, WUSB Stony Brook. And, of course, one other programming note. The sports section is on at 11:00 Sunday night, not 10. That means we're on from 11 to midnight, and the following week we take the week off. But you still have from 11 to 12 to call, talk about sports, and give us money. In the meantime, good night, everybody. I'll hear from you tomorrow, I hope, or later today, actually, and maybe next week too on brain damage. Happy trails. I don't even know. Or, no, that's the wrong tagline. I very useless. Keep smiling.
Big mouth.